I fall and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We're men, manly men, we're men in tights. Yes! We roam around the floors looking for fights. We're men in tights. We run from the rich and give to the poor, that's right. We may look like Nazis, but don't get us wrong or else we'll fire our lights. We're men in tights.
Tights! Tights!
Always on guard defending the people's rights.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Special Counsel Robert Mueller today speaking publicly about his investigation into Russian election meddling. He says his report did not exonerate President Trump, but he was unable to charge a sitting president under current Justice Department policy.
Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mueller says the Constitution allows for Congress to act upon his findings. Murder charges were filed today against the uncle of 5-year-old Elizabeth Shelley of Utah, who disappeared over the weekend. Logan, Utah Police Chief Gary Jensen says the news is hard on the girl's family.
To hear a charge of aggravated murder brings with it a notion of finality.
An attorney for suspect Alex Whipple says he has told police where he hid the girl's body less than a block from her home. This is Fox News.
Anybody that thinks that Mueller nonsense today was anything but him spoon-feeding, you know, the deep state and the left to shut them up and get them off his back. He does not want to testify in a committee for obvious reasons. He doesn't want to have to tell them when he knew. that there was no Russian collusion. This whole thing, when is Barr going to start dropping the hammer? That's the question I got. That's when we can get away from this and let them start doing it. It's just, this whole thing is an obscenity on the American people. And we're pleased to welcome at this moment at 5:06, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. How are you today?
Yeah. This political nonsense and, gosh, the president could use a market that's rallying and not staggering. But you told us this situation with China and so forth, it was going to be a bit of a rough ride. So I can't say I'm surprised because you warned us.
No, exactly. I mean, and that's what you would expect to happen. We always felt like that if the negotiations sort of came off the tracks, that this is what would happen. And not surprisingly, that's exactly what's happened. And believe me, I've had an opportunity to study this like I've never had before because, believe it or not, I'm sitting here in a hospital in Pensacola, Florida, and I've been in this hospital bed all day long watching the news and press conferences and the Mueller statement and all of that. And, so I've had plenty of time to kind of try to keep up with this. And believe me, I'm ready to get out of here.
I'll bet. I'm really glad you were able to join us, though. But, I don't know. I would probably watch, I would find one of the oldies channels and watch Andy Griffith if I was stuck in the hospital for a day.
Well.
You feeling better?
I am. I'm feeling a lot better. And I'll say this, I've had tremendous, really overwhelming support, thoughts and prayers and well wishes from home. One of the things I did want to say to all the listeners, because, it is being discussed back home, but I apparently suffered a mini stroke on Monday. And let me just say, that's an experience that no one really wants to go through. It's quite scary. And but thankfully, I am incredibly humble and grateful. I was with my wife. We were on vacation. We were down at our place in Orange Beach. And for Memorial Day, we came back through Pensacola to go to the Naval Air Museum, which is an incredible place if you've never seen it. And I just was not feeling well. I was quite dizzy, and my arm was going numb. And it got to the point where it was, typical stroke symptoms. In fact, I'm looking at a sign here. It says, be fast, balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, and time. And she was incredible. She was driving the car because I couldn't drive. And it got so bad for me when I couldn't really talk or form thoughts or move my left arm. She pulled the car over and called 911 immediately. And they were unbelievable. They got me to the ER and, sped me through that emergency room, the hallways to the CT scanner, and next thing I know, I'm on a video monitor with a doctor from the Mayo Clinic somewhere in the United States saying, Mr. McDonald, you're having a stroke, and we've got to get you this medicine to break up the clot, and they did it, and it worked. And the good news is that I don't have any what's called deficiencies right now. My cognitive awareness is really great. All movement with my arms and legs and everything else is really, really fantastic. In fact, everyone here is really excited, and I'm, as I said, humbled, grateful, and thankful to have come through it with no additional problems. And had an MRI today, and I'm waiting on the results of that. And hopefully, if it's all clear, I'll be able to go home soon. So, anyway. That's what's going on with me.
Well, if you hadn't told us the details, and of course, this was a jarring piece of news for all of us yesterday, because we didn't know what it meant. Who would know? You sound just like yourself. Now, what can the market...
By the grace of God. but anyway.
Then it makes me wonder, because I live such a completely healthy lifestyle. BS. What am I doing here? You know? It's like, maybe a lesson to stop twisting the dragon's tail and maybe address just a couple of things. Try and do a little bit better.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. I think that at the end of the day, something like this can hit anyone. I pride myself on being healthy, or at least what I think is healthy.
I bump into Rich Thomas quite frequently. He always says, "Oh, I saw Brandt at the gym." Because you've got to burn that energy that you accumulate, you know, watching people's money and so forth, and every day, you know, you got to stay on top of it.
It is therapy. It's therapy for me. And who knows the cause or how this happened. But like you say, you know, I was talking to my father earlier today, and you should have heard him. He says, "Well, Brant, you've got to quit working out so much. That's the problem." He says repetition is the key. He said, "Now what I do is I lift light weight, but I do it over and over and over again." And I said, "Yeah, right, Dad." And he says, "No, I eat Cheetos like that. I pick them out of the bag, and I eat one after the other all day long." It was pretty funny. I said, "Yeah, Dad, right."
Brad, the next time you do in studio with us, I'll teach you how to smoke.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll partner up with your dad and teach you some other methods of coping with. I'll tell you, there are things in the news today. I'd like to smoke the Sunday newspaper. It's crazy.
Hey, let me tell you what. It's been absolutely incredible. I mean, this is totally bizarre, beyond the pale, that we're making such a big deal, you know, out of this. And Mueller, really, I have to say, though, you know, I've listened to his statement over and over again, and for him to spell it out like he did, it does appear he's literally telling Congress, "Look, this is on you. I'm out. You handle it the way you see fit." And I think he's tired of it. He does not want to testify. He wants to go away.
No, because if he was has to testify, he gets to get questioned by the likes of Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and others, who will put him on the spot and make him look bad.
Exactly.
This whole thing was BS from the beginning, and it's done nothing but split the country up and give the crazies a chance. Trump did this and Trump did that. Oh, my God. Where was Obama? Spying on Mitt Romney, apparently, now in 2012, too. And all of this is nothing but a big cover-up for that. And that's going to come out, and then we'll find out who the real colluders were. I'm just tired of waiting. What might we expect to see? When is the market going to settle? It's been in kind of a mini-correction mode as people are waiting for what to happen. What do you see in the next day or two?
I think the first thing we all have to realize is that this is real. This is not, you know, sort of a practice run. We're witnessing the two largest trading partners really going at it, and the negotiation is getting worse, definitely not better. Certainly when you're the Chinese and you're looking at the politics in America, what incentive do they really have at this point to negotiate much further? So the question then becomes, what areas of the U.S. economy will be impacted by all of this? Because China's pulling back even further. They're now talking about these rare earth minerals. You know, they're a large exporter to the U.S. of these minerals that go into everything from glass to, you know, wafers and semiconductors, cell phones, et cetera, a lot of various technology. That we use. We do have other supply sources, but still it's highly disruptive. So the bottom line is, this is a very dangerous situation, and I do think that the longer this goes on, I think you're going to see the markets continue to break down. I do believe that the American economy is absolutely a lot stronger and more resilient than I think most are giving it credit for. I will absolutely say that. This is not doomsday. This is not crash scenario types of stuff. Mm-hmm. This is a trade impasse that is absolutely going to slow down trade between China and America, and it's going to be disruptive to various supply chains. It's going to be disruptive to the flow of capital. And when that happens, you're going to see it show up in a whole broad range of areas in the U.S. economy. So we're keeping an eye on it. We feel real good about our portfolios. I've been talking back at the office with our team, which is fantastic. And I want to highlight that real quick because we have a team of, I think, very talented people, very well-suited in various areas of our firm. All of them are unique in their own right. All of them, including myself, are salaried people. We function as one sort of financial advisor, and we're very broad, very deep team. So just it makes me feel good knowing that if I'm laying in a hospital bed after this little mini stroke I had, that I don't have to worry about our clients. I don't have to worry about anything at the office because we've got everyone there handling it. As if I weren't there. So, the team is addressing everything that's going on in financial markets as we speak, and I'm able to dial in with them.
Brad, who's the young man that I met at the Kentucky Derby event for hospice?
That's Jason Bryant. And Jason is a great guy, highly intelligent young man.
He's amazing. Yeah, would love to have him come down and join us some afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we've got Jason, we've got Mike Barranco, we've got Lisa Free and Tina and Austin, Jim Perry. These are all salaried members of our team that have different roles and responsibilities. And not only are we going to be able to bring Jason in, but I would like the rest of the year to maybe bring each one of those team members in so
That's
we can talk
idea.
About what they do on the team.
That's a great idea, and you can reassure them that when they're in the studio, they'll have a good time and they won't need to be nervous.
Right. Well, and I think most of them would enjoy it. There are a couple who might be a little bit, you know.
I'll behave. Let me know so I don't have a meltdown when they're around. That might frighten them.
We'll do it, buddy.
Let's get you in here on a Tuesday, ASAP. I have a really interesting magazine column for June coming out Friday called Big Mac and Fried. There's some great advice in there that I urge you not to follow. Folks, first of all, it's great. Brand, if we didn't know what had happened, we'd never know from the way you sound fantastic. That's great. That's a prayer answered for all of us. And will you be able to join us tomorrow?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to doing that. Unless I'm, for whatever reason, tied up in some medical situation. But other than that, I'm planning on it.
Awesome. We look forward to it. In the meantime, Brandt's team is ready to help you. Just call 387-0094. If you don't have a plan, if you've never had the time or the opportunity to sit down and speak with a financial planner, do it. It's in absolutely your best interest to start becoming managerial about your money and prepare for all the trains that come down the tracks of life so you're ready. You'll feel like you'll become managerial about your money and listen to ideas and how to prepare for things. In other words, don't do what I did. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and Brandt will talk tomorrow.
Look forward to it, buddy.
Likewise.
Thanks.
Glad to hear you sound so good, and my love to your wife. Take care, buddy.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Great to hear him sound so good.
Yes, absolutely.
At 521, we're going to check traffic, get your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're right back on Happy Hour. Our number is 272-9228 if there's something in today's news you'd like to discuss.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our afternoon traffic, and things are still busy out there. We have another accident to tell you about. This one's on Vaughn Road. It's in the 6800 block. That is just west of Bell Road, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, it's stop and go at most of the traffic lights. We see big crowds around the interstate, around the Atlanta Highway and the Troy Highway, so watch it there. If you're on I-85, everything is going pretty well, except right around the interchange. You're going to slow down quite a bit when you get close to that, and once you get up on I-65, there's still a little bit of a jam up around the Northern Boulevard as you're headed towards Prattville. Things look pretty good on the 31s. It's crowded headed into Wetumpka, but there's no real delays there, so be careful and watch the traffic around you. 79 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and they are frantic to get these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars gone. You will save some serious money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Senate has passed legislation prohibiting drivers from staying in the leftmost lane on interstate highways for more than a mile and a half without passing another vehicle. It's called the Anti-Road Rage Act, and it's aimed at reducing the risk of violence from drivers becoming angry at slow drivers in the left lane. Rosa Parks and Helen Keller are soon going to have statues on the grounds of the Alabama State Capitol. Governor Ivey signed legislation today creating a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and placed the statues on the Capitol grounds. Parks was arrested December 1st, 1955, for refusing to give up her seat on a segregated Montgomery City bus to a white passenger. Her arrest helped spark the Montgomery bus boycott and the civil rights movement. Keller, who was born both deaf and blind in Tuscumbia, Alabama, became a world-famous author and activist. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rosa Parks passed away not long after I came to Montgomery. And the people that raised money off her courage, standing up for what she believed in at the time she did it, and made themselves very wealthy and very famous, and I'm talking about the Jacksons and the Sharptons and those guys, allowed that woman to live an impoverished life in Detroit. With a relative that was able to take care of her. That's what's sickening. That's what needs to be remembered. Once her usefulness to the fundraising attached was over, that was it. And that still leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth. And yet, what do we see? We see the little booty gig, and we see every frickin' Democrat that wants to be president, the whole clown show. Who are they going to see? The guy that got people killed with his, what do you want to call it, arsonistic behavior in New York. The guy who on television called somebody the gay slur that starts with F. And they're running to him like, yeah, we need your approval to do this. That offends me. That he still owes tons of money in taxes, and yet he still goes on like, yeah, stop it. There's no reason for anybody to have to go see that man, unless it's to get the money he owes them. Crazy. Anyway, we're at 525. Chad, I'm going to take your call before the break, but we're kind of tight for time.
Never been so embarrassed today when I saw Robert Mueller's discussion there. And let me just tell you why. First off, a special counsel can certainly make a referral to the Department of Justice if they believe that a crime has been committed. The only job that a special counsel has to do, literally, the only conclusion they can make is they have enough to refer a crime or not refer a crime. They are not supposed to talk about, oh, this needs to go, under the Constitution, there's another way to do this. And that's what this whole thing was from the start. This was never going to be an investigation for a crime. This was going to be a roadmap for impeachment. I mean, it doesn't take an idiot to figure out exactly what the deep state plan was the entire time.
So, Chad, the question is, when does Barr start turning the tables? I'm tired of this one-sidedness.
Well, I think he's on his way to doing it, but I mean, Barr should be as mad as anybody else because Barr said that he and Mueller discussed specifically the obstruction charge and how the fact that he did not bring a charge had nothing to do with the Justice Department's policy about not prosecuting a sitting president. So somebody's lying their ass off, you know, and I personally don't think that it's Barr, because he has nothing to gain and nothing to lose from it. You know, he doesn't need the job. I think Mueller wants to be invited to the cocktail parties and is getting a lot of blowback from all the liberals who, you know, thought he was going to be their savior. You know?
I got to believe that's it. There was no reason for him to do that today other than to shut up the nonstop shrink, the media following him to church and everything else, because he didn't give them what they wanted. You know, it just sucks. And it's sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chad, I appreciate the call, my friend.
Bye, buddy. Take care.
And as always, thanks for the legal insight on that. It's 527.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. By the way, that makes this also an even better day, better reason to go visit us at Baumhauer's after the show tonight. We'll be there at 6. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early May heat wave continues. Tonight, mostly clear. We're still dry. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, not quite as hot. High around 94. That's hot enough. Maybe an isolated late day shower or thunderstorm for some lucky community, but I think most of us stay dry. Then a better chance of some spotty storms here and there roaming around on Friday, and widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Democrats who called for the firing of FBI Director James Comey are shocked and appalled by the firing of FBI Director James Comey. The Democrats say that Comey's firing will undermine the investigations for which he should have been fired. In order to examine which Democrat claims are cynical political fabrications and which are hysterical conspiracy theories, and which are cynical political hysterical theories about fabricated conspiracies, let's examine which investigations might be affected. The FBI, as we know, is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to expose the Democrats' emails. The Senate, meanwhile, is investigating whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign for the collusion that the FBI is investigating. The Judiciary Committee is investigating why the Attorney General failed to investigate Hillary Clinton's attempt to avoid the FBI investigation into the Attorney General's failure to investigate her emails to the Democrats, which the Russians hacked in an attempt to interfere with our election, which the Senate is investigating in an attempt to find out if the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians' hack of the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating to see whether the Obama administration was investigating the Trump campaign. The House Intelligence Committee is investigating whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration's attempts to use the intelligence community to investigate the Trump campaign's collusion with the Russian hack into the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating in order to find out whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration. The head of the House committee, meanwhile, has stepped down pending an investigation. At the same time, many in the press are investigating why the press never investigated the Obama administration's investigation of the Trump campaign, but continues to investigate the Trump administration's investigation into whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign, which is now under investigation in the Senate, causing several investigators to call for an independent investigation into the House investigation of the Senate investigation of the Trump administration, which is meanwhile investigating the Obama administration, which was on a yacht in the Bahamas at the time, dancing to the musical stylings of Drake's Hotline Bling. Mr. Drake is not currently under investigation. Now, to be clear, an independent investigation into the Senate investigation of the House investigation of the Obama investigation into the Trump campaign could expand the investigation into an investigation of Russia's investigation of the emails that were under investigation by the FBI, which was in turn under investigation by the NSA, who have been investigating everybody in a surveillance program that's still under investigation. If that were to happen, there would no doubt be calls for a full investigation into all the other investigations. So, it's easy to see that the firing of James Comey will have to be investigated to ensure it doesn't in any way curtail the important business of government, which is investigating. Just thank God the government's not actually governing. Then we'd all be in real trouble. Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
That's one of those things that we played for a long time, but ages very well. I'm just, you know, I think I'm like a lot of you, fair-minded person. And what they have put this president and this country through is unconscionable. And there's no question in my mind, Mueller wasn't going to do what he did today. That was not his plan. He thought his job was done. But the people that are trying to destroy this country, that want that fundamental transformation that Obama began and want it completed, they don't let up. And they've got the media as their megaphone. And there's no question in my mind that Mueller was harassed and turned out by all his old buddies in Washington because he didn't deliver what they wanted, which was impeach the bastard. That's what they wanted. Three words. That was the Mueller report. He did it all. Committed high crimes and misdemeanors, yada, yada, yada. But he couldn't do that. Because at some level, you still got to tell the truth. And now, everybody that listens to this radio station knows what happened, knows what went on. And you know, there's new things coming about our old, late friend John McCain that make him look worse than ever in all of this. He was a bad actor in this whole scenario. He and Mitt Romney, both, have you noticed what little whiny bitches they were? Because Trump did what they couldn't, become president. And it never occurred to them that maybe I could have fought a little harder, been a little bit more passionate. That was Obama's big beef with Hillary. She ran a soulless campaign. Well, you know what? He's right. There was nothing to like there, nothing to grab onto. Who cares? So now they're, you know, rather than own their own mistakes, well, we're just, I had tears in my eyes when I read them all. Oh, my God. It's the kind of thing that makes you want to go get a 22-ounce beer for $2.99 and eat a lot of great Mexican food at El Jalisco. Hey there, Melanie.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Hungry.
You say hungry?
Tempt me, yes. Please tempt me.
All right. We got a fajitas date. Fantastic evening.
Oh, man. Those fajitas, when they come out in that tray and you see all that steam rising and all that sizzling meat and those vegetables and everything, it is incredible. You've got to do the fajitas at El Jalisco. And what can you got chicken and beef, right? And what's the price on those?
Yeah, we got the chicken or steak. They're only $8.99 instead of $13.99.
And it is a huge plate of food, friends. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a huge plate of food. So you got that, and let's talk about the drink specials. Happy hour lasts till 7 o'clock, so there's still an hour and a half to get over there and get refreshed.
Yeah, we got the margaritas, lime flavor, $3 only. They were 22-ounce margaritas.
22-ounce.
Frozen or on the rocks, only $3.
That will put a chill in your belly, and you'll mm-hmm. feel good, too, especially when it's as hot as it is. And also,
Michelob Ultra and the Bud Light, the 22 tall glass, only $2.99.
That was my next question. Of course, everything on the El Jalisco menu, this is authentically Mexican. Melanie and the team there do a phenomenal job of keeping up with you. You feel like you've been looked after. That's
hey, Greg, by the way, I want to invite all the people, like whoever want to come on. Every Wednesday, we got the whole lunch menu of $4.99.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Monica just decided to put that special on Wednesday, so...
Hey,
y'all guys can buy it every Wednesday.
Speaking of Monica, queen of the dimples, where's she been lately? Tell her I'd like to see her one of these days.
She got his daughter at home. She stayed with him.
I'll tell him
you asked for her.
Just tell her I said send my love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you will love El Jalisco. If you haven't been, try it. This is authentic Mexican food. Very big, long building. Lots of comfortable table and booth seating. So just stop by right across from the Krispy Kreme donut on Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory, and you're going to have a great experience, I promise you, at El Jalisco. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
You too. All right, let's see how the roads are doing at 538.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of your rush hour, and the interstates are a crowded place right now. If you are on I-85 southbound headed towards the interchange, be careful around Union Street. You're going to have to back it down. If you're headed north on 65, look out. As soon as you get onto 65, you're going to have to slow down, and that jam up goes a little bit north of the Northern Boulevard, then things thin out. Traffic around the boulevard is pretty busy. Watch out around Wetumpka Highway, the Atlanta Highway, Vaughan Road, and the Troy Highway. There's a lot of traffic bunching up there. I-85 northbound looks good. If you're headed out of town, just be careful around the Taylor Road area because we still have a lot of traffic there. Haynes Ambulance proudly serves the people of Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. When seconds matter, Haynes Ambulance is there. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early May heat wave continues. Tonight, mostly clear. We're still dry. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, not quite as hot. High around 94. That's hot enough. Maybe an isolated late day shower or thunderstorm for some lucky community, but I think most of us stay dry. Then a better chance of some spotty storms here and there roaming around on Friday, and widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. 5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This piece of crap.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, 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 oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony. Rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the problems you could see.
Back in 1981. Yeah, we're going to kill the radio stars. That's right. Why would people want to listen to it on a radio station when you're playing them in? Now what is MTV playing? Pimple shows.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I did grow up in there where VH1, MTV, they actually, what was it?
Or shows that enhance our society, like, you know, 16 and Pregnant. That's a good one.
Yeah, I actually grew up when it was still music videos mostly. It was nice. It was, and then the real world came and the reality TV crap.
Five worst things men and women can do on a first date. This might be helpful to you. Because you're very close to becoming an old maid.
Yeah? Well, I haven't gotten a cat yet, so.
Right. That's just general stuff. There was another one of these dopey surveys.
So, five worst things you could do on a first date. Have sex?
No, that didn't make the cut.
Good. Good. That's good to know.
Using your phone too much.
Yeah.
Not looking like your profile pic. So, if you're going to put the Shrouded Turin profile pic, you should try and keep that look. Maybe wear a cloth over your head. Chewing too loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Talking too much without asking questions. See, I gotta be honest. There was this book I found in a bookstore in the 80s. 666 questions you could ask on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. And you could make a game out of it. Like, just pick a number. And I'll ask that question next to that number, and you have to answer it. We did that back and forth. It was fun. And I lost the book. I don't know what happened. Either that or I got involved with somebody.
Depends on the person. Some people like to hear themselves talk, so humor them, and you ask questions.
I'm not making this up, and please don't roll your eyes if you're listening when I tell you this, but the thing that happened to me in first date situations was, they would compare their life to mine and say, I have such a boring life compared to yours.
And you would agree, right?
Sometimes. Don't burp at the table either. That's not good form.
No bodily functions, really.
you'll know when it's okay to do that. She'll let you know.
I mean, I've heard there are some married couples that still won't, you know, like, pass gas in front of one another.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, me too. Then I know some couples who, like, announce, oh, don't take a crap.
It's like that...
Oh, it was a good one, honey. Like, I'm going to attract some wolves this evening.
It was a chick flick. I think it was Jerry Maguire. You had me at something like that. Mm. Silly stuff. 5:46, we're heading over to Baumhauer's after the show, and I really need the companionship. It was great. I'm so glad that Jay Quellen was able to join us today.
Likewise. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she had to go at 5. Get little Steven. It's fun watching little Steven grow. And kind of, you know, reliving those same moments, because Janelle loved dinosaurs, too. We liked them, too. We found a... Instead of, you know, I used to build a lot of plastic model airplanes, mm-hmm. but we found a plastic dinosaur kit, and it was $5, which was a lot of money. So my brother and I made and sold potholders. They had this loom, and you could make a potholder in like 10 minutes or less. So we'd make them, and we'd sell them for like a dime or 15 cents to neighbors who just wanted to get rid of you. And we went and bought, it was a T-Rex kit. It was pretty cool. Built a T-Rex and a Brontosaurus.
Hmm.
And I think I'm going to go back to selling potholders again soon. So I can just salt away a little money. For whatever. All right, the other things. It's different for men and women. 25% of guys said taking photos of your food to post it on social media is a huge turnoff. I don't think that's big. Look, if you see something that's well presented and you like it, it's not like you're bragging. You can learn something from looking at a food presentation. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
25% of women said not offering to pay for dinner is one of the worst things men can do.
Right, yeah.
That used to be the way it was, but this world is intent on flipping everything. Have you seen all of these sports events where biological men who identify mm-hmm. as women are winning? When is this stuff going to end? This is beyond ridiculous.
That does seem absurd to me.
It is. It is absurd. I saw a picture of the first three at a track meet. There's two women standing there with their hands on their hips, and in the middle is a guy who's about 6'6", and he's got little boobs. He looks like an idiot, but he's still got a... So he won... You know, they're dominating these competitions. Now, some places, I think Australia said enough of this. They went to Dr. Sigmund Azevo around and said, you're just not going to let you compete. But when did this become a thing? I'm sorry. That's just not right. There aren't 28 different sexes. I saw a note from somebody who talked about being transgender, and I'm not a transgender hater or anything like that.
No, not at all.
This is not about that. This is about biological men competing with women. And they are winning these competitions, and it just seems terribly unfair to the women who train and prepare for these events. They're finishing out to a biological male, and that's just not right.
Well, and then you throw it in. I mean, I've seen it with weightlifting. I mean, biological males, male sex definitely usually have an advantage. And it becomes dangerous if you're talking about something like MMA.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be very dangerous. Now, but I'm the type who's like, you know, if a woman wants to fight a man in a regulated fight, I think it's dumb, but if you want to do it, that's your right. I don't have a problem with that. It's all about individual consent. But if you're talking about, you know, clear standards, there's a reason, I think, more so than just social norms, that you have a men and women division.
I always gave women credit for realizing, you know, that getting punched in the head just isn't a healthy thing to do. But,
yeah.
And I've seen pictures of some of these female MMA fighters, and they look like freaks to me. They really do.
need to look more. Some look like freaks.
In the middle of it, they look like freaks. They become something different. It's very unfeminine.
We should see them in interviews.
This is my opinion. I'm entitled to have it, right?
We should see them in interviews. They're in great shape. Great.
Ronda Rousey is not hot, by the way.
Okay, whatever. That is your opinion.
Yeah. All right, so the Alabama House today passes campus free speech bill vote on party line. Well, wow. So what are you going to do when they keep throwing conservatives off campus or having riots and protests? That's another thing that needs to change. If you're going to run a college or a university in America, you better make sure that all sides are being heard, or, you know, it will be, it's amazing. It's just amazing how much they've gotten away with.
You know, my opinion on that with a college campus, The most peaceful day I ever had on Auburn University's campus. It was a beautiful, wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out at the Arboretum, walked around the quad some. It was spring break, and I decided not to go on vacation. And there were no other people around. It was glorious and beautiful. But when that concourse is full up with all sorts of folks, I'm like, what is this? I'm sure all these people individually are lovely people, but my God, you as a group are freaking me out. Especially all the political messaging. Even stuff I agreed with, I felt like a dope.
Well, they shut down. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to debate. They don't want to, because they'll lose. They'll lose when a Ben Shapiro or somebody comes to a campus. They'll lose every single time. So rather than have the debate and lose it, we're just going to make sure that you don't get on our campus and nobody hears what you have to say.
Well, the good news is...
And tax dollars should not be supporting any... You want to run your school like that? Fine. No tax dollars for you! All right, I got to go. I'm going to...
But the good news is, like, from straight from the horse's mouth, like Ben Shapiro, he said most college campuses and speaking tours he goes fine. Nothing happens. Other than he gives a speech, some people talk to him, it works out. But then every once in a while, you know, like one out of 50 speaking engagements, there's some ruckus. People cause a problem. So it's not as pervasive as it might seem reading media reports, but it's out there. It's not as bad as we might assume.
Only a member of the Clark's Club can ask a question like this.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Because they know their AC's working, and if they want their pajamas frosty, that's what they'll get. What a great investment to not only make sure you're paying minimal electric costs during these hot days, but you've got people who have looked at your system and prepared it for the long summer ahead. Clark's Club members can go into the seasonal weather changes with a lot more confidence than people who have no relationship with anybody. Clark's hires the best. They're thoroughly background checked. You're going to love these people when you have your first contact with them because they are extraordinary at something else, being good human beings. They really are. I exaggerate not. The plumbers are fantastic. They have done amazing things for me over the last 10 years, solved problems, forensic plumbing, thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to spend hundreds of dollars to buy a new fixture for the bathroom. They came over and rebuilt it. It was just an issue with a washer. No problem. It's integrity, it's competence, it's value. So look into it for yourself. Protect the comfort of you and your family with the best on the planet. Call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Yeah, roads are going to bomb hell.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the rest of our afternoon traffic, and things are still really busy out there. We still have a jam up on I-65 northbound around the Northern Boulevard. It's not a big one. It's going to slow you down a little bit. Once you break free of that, you can head on up towards Prattville. If you're on I-85, things have cleared up a whole bunch around the downtown area. Things are moving along at a speed limit ride, both north and southbound. The boulevard's another story, though. We have lots of traffic and lots of traffic jams. The Troy Highway is all jammed up. It's crowded around the Vaughn Road.
Road area between the Interstate and the Atlanta Highway and around the Wetumpka Highway. Be careful, take it easy, and get home safely this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here at the Montgomery Marina sitting on this beautiful Alabama River. Speaking of the river, you can get down here and enjoy it because you can rent you a pontoon boat and bring your family, your crew, all your buddies, whoever you feel comfortable with for a little while and ride up and down this beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. We're going to feed you some good food. We'll send you on a little picnic down to the sandbar. We'll cook you up some good old fresh amberjack, red snapper, grouper.